This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 45. I must tell you everything. Let's go bathe! Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best,
girl gaming gadget and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious, and I'm back.
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, Magic Mystic Girl wasn't able to be with us this week.
I wonder why. But anyway.
I'm sure something happened.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And we'll find out why. But until then, it's just another Sista cast.
Yay!
And it's good times. Good times.
Rolling. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on. Gotta do a little bit of business, because the business helps for the fun stuff, you know, to happen. It makes it happen. It's where it all goes down.
Yep. Let's do it!
Yeah. So the first thing is you gotta keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Comment on our posts, read our stuff, let us know if there's something that you want to talk about, or you've got an idea, or maybe something that we haven't seen, you want to tip us about it. All you got to do, use the hit us up link, click it, because, you know,
write it and send it.
Yeah, because just putting your cursor on the link doesn't make anything do anything. You got to actually click it and activate the hyperlink.
Yes.
And send us a note and be like, hey, you should really check this anime out because it's awesome. Or what do you think about this particular video game? And does this battle engine really suck? And why am I really supposed to be excited about Halo 3? You know, whatever you want to talk about. Or you
There's
want us to talk about.
There's many reasons to be excited about Halo 3, but that's another podcast.
That's totally another podcast.
Yeah.
Which, if you hook us up and let us know that that's what you want to hear about, will be totally another podcast that happens.
Like, maybe next week's, but that's up to you.
It's really all up to you. We are your website. We are your sisters.
Yeah. We kind of do what you want, maybe, if you're nice.
Yeah, we're not like subservient chicken, but subservient chicken is awesome. All right. So the other piece of business that I have is that this podcast is being sponsored by Velocity Micro. We got a sponsor.
They're awesome.
Yes. Velocity Micro, they make computers for gamers. They happen to be gamers.
Which makes that so much sweeter.
Yeah, because the boxes are so much better because they don't come with bundled with all that bullshit that you always have to take off the box when you get it so you can actually make it, you know, usable. So, Velocity Micro, makers of award-winning PCs for gaming, home, and mobile. Check them out at velocitymicro.com.
Check them out.
Yeah. And tell them that we sent you.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, because we'll get credit for that. We like getting
We'll get
credit.
Gold stars.
Gold
and I like gold stars.
Star for Panda.
Yay! I love gold stars.
And then the last bit of business that I have is this week's Candy Bitch.
I've missed having a candy bitch.
Me too.
I shouldn't talk. I've only missed one. But still, I miss it.
Yep.
I miss it so much.
Well, guess what? We got a candy
Who
bitch.
Who is it?
And the candy bitch is, drumroll please, Dariutsa! You got candy bitch!
You got candy bitch!
I need to make that a wave. That's awesome. I want to make that like my ringtone. Just be like, you've got candy bitch. So all you need to do, Dariutsa, is use the form, hit us up, let us know your mail, your actual posting mailing address,
and we'll get snail mail
in the mail to you. And you can eat it and tell us how yummy it was to have candy given to you by girls.
Yeah,
that you don't even know that you heard
just
about.
Just willing to just pass it out and give it to you because we're cool.
Yeah.
And we like candy.
I like candy a lot.
Yeah.
You want them? I got them. Dipping like water. All right. Anyway. That's all the business that I have. So I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths, which right now still looks like a Wiimote.
Yeah, because Wiis are cool.
Last week, it looked like the Chaos Blades from God of War, because that's what I was doing. So I'm going to hand them over to you, just as a Wiimote.
Okay.
What are you going to do with them?
I want to keep them as a Wiimote, because I've been playing with my Wii a lot lately. We've become very close friends. I tell it all my secrets. But anyway, that's not what I'm going to talk to you guys about today.
Yeah, we don't need to hear about how, you know, friendly you've become with your Wiimote.
It's like
that's
me. It's
business.
Like those olden day me and my buddy dolls, except it's my Wii.
Okay.
You know, I can't sing the me
my
and
buddy,
my Wii.
My buddy. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to bring some anime to the table.
Yay!
Finally. Yep, I was tipped off by a friend of mine to check out this 12-episode series.
Okay.
It was given to me, and I managed to watch it all in 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
You liked it.
Well, here's the thing. Let me tell you a little bit about it, and then I'll tell you if I liked it or not.
Okay.
It is called Koshiro and the, oh, damn it, I forgot it already. And,
That's a long title.
I know. No, and because I have it written in front of me in Japanese, so that's why I was like, "What's it in English?"
Could it possibly be "And the Eternal Sky"?
And it is.
Okay.
It's Koshiro and the Eternal Sky, and like I said, it's 12 episodes. It was released actually the original run. It's kind of fresh actually. It was released January 5th of 2007. And it's run until now. So it's still being run. It's very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And if you liked Steel Angel Kurumi, then you probably will find yourself slightly attached to this series.
Okay, let me stop you right there for a second, because I have a question about Steel Angel Kurumi since you bring it up.
Okay.
I saw this thing called Kurumi 2.
Yeah, I have that.
What is it?
What do you
there's
mean?
More
what?
Kurumi? I thought that after there's... she like got saved from being the bad angel and they were naked and happy at the end. Ah, spoiler. That was pretty much it.
Well, that's it for her and him.
There are more steel angels?
It's still the same three. They just made another season. Like a separate season. It was it's short.
Hell.
It's only two DVDs long. And, like, it's the same three angels, but now with a whole new, like, separate subcast. So now instead of her being with the boy, she actually, you know, is with a girl who plays.
What?
Yeah, and it's just Yuri. It's girls.
Okay, so it's something that I just need to stay away from.
Well, see, I got the collection that came with Kurumi and then Kurumi 2. So, like, I was like, oh, okay. But anyway.
Yeah, send that to me.
Okay, sure. You can check that out. But anyway.
Back
so, but if you
show.
Were mm-hmm. if you were a fan of Steel Angel Kurumi in any sense of the word, then you'll find an attachment or a link to Koshiro and the Eternal Sky. And in the first episode really head, because when you watch the first episode, it totally makes you think, you know, something completely different. You've got this girl, and her last name's Ku, and and that's what everyone calls her. They call her Ku, and she goes to school in this city that's all about academics, and it's called Academia, which is really kind of funny.
Yeah, that kind of fits.
Yeah, because there's all these schools in this area, like there's a little town and like these schools all around like the corners. So like it's thing else. Kind of like a college town, if you will, but, you know, high schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in this town, there's a theory that at the end of the culture festival, whoever you dance with at the end of the night is the person you'll be with forever. So, you know, she's on this train with her friend Kozue, and she's like, I have my letter for this really cute guy who actually looks a lot like a girl. At first, when I saw her, I was like, I had to double take and go, yikes! But, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. He's pretty. Oh, and she's like, and her friend's like,
you should give it to him while you're on this bus. You know, and she goes to, you know, pass it to her, and another girl hands, you know, her note to the guy. So she's like, no, I guess it's just not my day yet. You know, and she's dreaming about her first kiss, you know, being a big, typical girly girl. Mm-hmm. You know, and she has this recurring dream. You know, she's in this flower field, and it's all kind of hazy, and there's this cute prince with this scarlet red hair and this beautiful white outfit, you know, and he extends his hand out to her, and he's like, let's go together. You know, and at the end of the first episode, this new guy shows up at the school he transfers in, you know, and everyone's making this big hype about him, and when he passes her, he looks at her, and she looks at him, and he looks a lot like the prince in her dream. You know, but a little different. His hair's not the same red, but he's got the same kind of, you know, look to him.
Right.
So she figures that, you know, this guy could very well be, you know, the prince type, like, in her dream.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that this is going to be, you know, your sappy, you know, school angsty, oh, I think I'm in love, but I'm not kind of, you know, anime. But then the second episode, we throw in some mechas, we throw in some steel angel type deals.
Mechas.
And you,
wait. You can't go from school to Mecca?
Yes, you can. In this series, you do. So when the new guy shows up, you know, there's this rumor that this beautiful girl with blonde hair, like a ghost, has, like, shown up on campus. You know, and Ku runs up to, you know, the roof, because when she goes to meet the new guy, he nearly rips off her clothes. You know, like, he rips off, like, most of her shirt down to, like, her bra, and, like, right between, like, you know, where her breastbone is, you see, like, this glowing light, but it doesn't shine fast enough for you to see exactly.
Why was he trying to look at her titties?
He wasn't. He was trying to look and see for something, and you don't know what it is yet. You know, and he's like, it's you. You know, and she freaks out, and that's when she sees this beautiful blonde girl sitting up there, and she's got this bell. She wears this bow that's got bells on it. You know, and all of a sudden she, like, disappears, and all of a sudden this cat girl shows up, like, she materializes out of nowhere, and, like, after every word she says meow, which is the sound for, you know, meow, you know, cat.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And she's like, I'm gonna kick your ass, you know, and all of a yeah, more or less, you know, and she's like, I'm Batteress, and I use the sword of the, you know, of the legs, and all of a sudden these two mecha legs form where her legs are. And she, like, goes to stomp down on Ku, and Ku's like, ah! You know, and all of a sudden this big monstrous mecha hand comes out of nowhere, and that blonde chick that we just saw, like, moments ago has the mecha arm over her arm. So you're like, what the fuck? Like,
okay.
You're like, you know, and Ku's like, what the hell am I watching? But it's so beautiful, you know, and, like, she's really kind of, you know, out there.
Wacky,
you know,
like, crazy, and, bitch. Okay, fine, yeah.
And mind you, the school is being destroyed by these two really beautiful in different, you know, ways, because the cat girl's kind of young and's got this Lolita complex going.
Hot, young pussy. I mean, cat girl? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, more or less, you know, mm-hmm. And then you've got, it actually turns out that the blonde girl, if you pay attention to her clothes, she looks like a maid. So, you know, I think that was some fan service to put into the series.
No.
But, whatever.
Fan service, so while, in an anime? Never.
Yeah. So while they're, like, pummeling the school grounds because they're fighting each other, the boy, who, his name is Koshiro, uh-huh. Thus, you know, in the title, Koshiro in the Eternal Sky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of a sudden he shows up and he's on a white horse, and the horse is jumping through the debris. There it is.
The debris.
Okay.
A briss and debris.
Two different things.
Oh, my God. Anybody who's been at a bris will be happy to tell you that they're two different things.
The debris of the roof. And, like, the horse must be really brave because it's, like, jumping from falling pieces because they want to get to Ku. Or rather, he, you know, Koshiro wants to get to Ku. So he grabs Ku and he's like, oh, my God, are you all right? And she's all like, I don't understand what's going on. And he's like, you'll understand in due time. So, you know, the blonde girl, her name's Setsuna, by the way, she manages to, you know, overpower Batteress. You know, Batteress is like, this isn't over, bitch, meow, you know, and, like, runs off or whatever, because, you know, that's how that works. So, you know, all of a sudden, Ku is living with Koshiro on campus with Setsuna. They don't explain anything, you know, and Setsuna's like, I must tell you everything. Let's go bathe. So they go to the bath, and, like,
why do all important conversations in anime have to take place in a bathhouse?
I don't know. But, like, nothing gets answered because Setsuna's like, Koshiro told me that if you have any questions, I'm supposed to answer them. So do you have any? You know, and Kuku's like, no. And she's like, well, wait. She's like, are you guys lovers? You know, and if I know I'm, like, jumping in between notes here because I'm trying to make sense, because at one point in the first episode, you see Koshiro kissing Setsuna, you know, but when he kisses her, she turns this, like, she turns gold, you know.
Okay.
And yeah, and it doesn't make any sense at first. And really, the first few episodes, you're kind of like, like, it kind of gives you the same sense as Utena. Except, you know, in 12 episodes, you feel like you actually understand sort of what's going on instead of Utena, where you're like, completely throughout the whole thing. You know, so, you know, Setsuna's like, no, we're not in a relationship. I am his sword. So she's like, you're his sword. And then she's like, I'm an absolute angel. I'm not a human being. I'm pretty much, she's like, I'm a still angel that was blessed with magical power, which makes me absolute. I have this divine power within me. And it's like, she's the power of the left arm. And she's like, and Koshiro has been looking for all the pieces because there's 5 pieces. Oh. No, that's why Bataras, when she calls onto her, she has legs. She has 2 legs. And Setsuna's the left arm, which means there's a right arm, a chest, and a head. So, you know, you're like, okay. Yeah.
So, and they're going to form Voltron, right?
In a sense, you get the idea that they'll do...
Can I make the head go Voltron forth? Yes. Yeah. Please.
So that's, you know, and that's what, you know, and Koshiro pretty much makes it adamant. He's like, I want you to lay your strength, you know, and Ku's like, I don't have any strength. She's like, I'm in high school. I cook kind of okay, except for eggs. I'm like, okay, I guess I can, you know, cook. You know, now mind you, Setsuna, you know, being an absolute perfect, you know, android can do everything.
Right, of course,
And her whole thing is to do, to please, please, please. You know, but even though she's kind of an android, she does have feelings for Koshiro. And she works so hard because she wants his love. And she feels that through hard work, she'll get that. But he's kind of cold to her. So, you know... In the series, you know, you find out, I'm going to spoil it here for you, that Ku is actually one of these absolute angels, and she's the missing piece. She's like the chest where the heart is, and the head doesn't form until you have the chest. So, you know, you come across the right arm, and actually there's a bit of Yuri when you find the right arm, because she's Makimono, or Motomono, and she's the right arm of the Moonspire. She's got this blue hair. She's beautiful, you know, and she works for this other woman named Mickey. And you actually find out that each of these absolute angels is the sword of one of, you know, like they are a sword to somebody.
Right.
Each of the somebodies, they're all related. So Koshiro, you know, has an older brother, Shoshiro, and that's Bataras's, you know, protector. Like she's his sword. You know, okay. And he's got gray hair, and he's got, like, this big X in his face from, like, war, you know, and then war. Well, from war. See, what happens is when all these angels form together, you know, when the final absolute angel forms, you know, it decides if it wants to destroy the world in which it's been resurrected in. And if it does, it causes this burning snow that pretty much burns anything it touches.
Burning Snow.
Yes. Yeah.
Snow and is moisture. When you add fire to moisture, it kind of
evaporates. Not in this world.
Okay.
And the burning snow had happened before. And
that just cracks me up. The burning snow. They couldn't come up with anything better than the burning snow.
No.
It's like the freezing heat.
Anyway, but the burning snow had happened before, and it only happened because Koshiro has one other older brother, Kazuya, and he died, supposedly.
Oh God, here we go with supposed fake death bullshit.
Kazuya created, or rather, you know, awoken the entities of these absolute angels, and when he formed them all together, you know, the pure form came out, and he fell in love with the pure
and turned into the giant Voltron kind of mecha and, you know, pretty much tried to destroy civilization as it saw.
Mm-hmm.
No, but Koshiro, you know, was like, because, you know, Koshiro was with, you know, Kazuya the day that it happened, and his brother pushed him into a capsule to protect him. So, you know, he's got that whole, my brother, you know, protected me and took on the burning snow and he died, and I want to be just like him.
Right.
So, you know, got that going on in Koshiro's mind, and he wants to protect Ku. Now, Ku has no idea. She really has no idea what's going on. And at one point, she gets really fed up. She's like, I don't know why he wants me here. He's like, I'm not a sword like, you know, Setsuna is. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, she gets stolen by Mickey, who has the right arm. The one I told you that has the blue hair.
Yeah.
And when she gets stolen to that location, Mickey informs her, you know, because at one point, you know, Koshiro was like, I want to destroy all the Absolute Angels. You know, and Ku's like, why? You know, Setsuna's one of the angels, and she's done nothing wrong. Why would you think such horrible things? You could be my prince, blah, 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 blah. Well, when she gets stolen by Mickey, you know, Mickey is, like, treating her absolute angel like shit. You know, so Ku's like, you know, you're just like Koshiro, you're treating them horrible, and they've done nothing wrong. Why are you doing that to them? And Mickey's like, them? So he didn't tell you, did he? So, you know, I mean, obviously, if you think about it, you can kind of assume that, you know, something's going on with Ku. And Ku is actually, like I said, she's an absolute angel. But she didn't know. She had no knowledge of it. And she part, like I said, the head doesn't form until you have the other four pieces assembled.
Right.
So she's like, I'm an absolute angel, but I haven't been able to summon anything because she's a chess piece, so she's not a sword.
Right.
You know. So, you know, and Mickey's like, well, now I have two of you, and, you know, and the prophecy said once two of them happened, the other two would come, and I'd be able to form this thing. But Koshiro steals her back. Koshiro's like, you know, I knew you were an absolute angel the first I saw you. You have the emblem on your chest. Setsuna knew, and Setsuna's like, yeah, I knew. You know, and, like, she gets all sad because, you know, she has no real life at all, and she realizes because, you know, going back to the kissing, like I told you, you'd see Koshiro kissing Setsuna, and when they use their powers, they drain like batteries, and absolute angels run off the emotions in humans, and when you kiss, that's how it transfers.
Oh, so he's just recharging his sword's batteries.
It was just recharging, yeah. But Ku didn't understand that, and Ku didn't, she's like, I couldn't be one of those, because she's never been kissed, so she never knew. And someone in the Moonspire goes and, like, deeply kisses her, and all of a sudden she starts glowing. So she's like, oh my god, I really am. You know, and, yeah, it's you feel kind of, you really kind of feel bad for this girl. But, you know, in this, you know, and Koshiro, you know, he's fighting his own battle because, you know, he knows he has to destroy all these angels because, you know, he thinks that's what his brother Kaji would have wanted because he was young at the time of the burning snow, so he didn't know. But, He falls in love with Ku, and he doesn't want to destroy her. He really doesn't, and he's fighting it, you know. And, you know, Ku throws herself at him, and he doesn't take her, obviously. And, you know, it's angsty. So it's all thrown together, right? And I think if they had more time to develop it into more episodes, that it wouldn't have felt so rushed. But, you know, so she gets thrown with this, you know, life-altering change, you know, and she's willing to accept it, you know, and there's this castle off in, there's this old burnt down academy that's way off in the distance. And they end up there at some point because while she's uber depressed, she goes for a walk and she's up there, you know, uh-huh. and she doesn't want to accept that her fate is that she's not human. So she goes to commit suicide, which doesn't work because absolute angels are indestructible by, you know, normal means.
Right.
But Koshiro shows up and saves her and admits that he loves her and all that stuff. And he goes and he kisses her. I mean, like, deep. Like, baby, I love you.
Like, checking her tonsils out and agonies and making sure that she doesn't have any staff.
Like, I'm surprised. The kissing in this wasn't just the light, like in most animes, that it looks like it's all deep. I mean, this was, like moving around stuff. Like, they kind of went slightly raunchy in this kiss. No lie. just a little bit of raunchy. But, anyway. No, but instead of her glowing, like, this hue comes out of the sky, and, you know, and this person begins to descend, and it's his brother that he thought died in the first burning snow.
Uh-oh.
So Koshiro, you know, sees his brother Kazuya, and he's like, brother, brother, you know, and he runs off to go hug him, and his brother shoots this energy blast out at him that sends him into this neighboring wall. And he's all like, and he looks down at Ku, and he's like, let's go together. Now, the twist is the prince from her dream looks exactly like Kazuya. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, like, she like kind of like melts down and like kind of does a twitchy thing and like reboots in a sense. Like, I mean, you know, just like dazes out, you know, and she's like, yeah. Yeah, and she reaches out to him, you know, and when Kashiro, you know, happens to, you know, come to, and Setsuna shows up because she's just that linked to Kashiro, you know, and he's like, Ku, and she turns around to him, and she's like, Ojina-sensei, and I think Ojina means, like, prince, and she's like, who is that man? So she can't, her memories have been repressed in terms of who Kashiro is. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's like, he's no one important. I've come for you. So, like, they walk away. So Koshiro's like, no! You know, and Setsuna's like, this can't happen. Koshiro's sad. I must make him happy. You know, and all of a sudden, all the other two absolute angels show up because he created them. So, like, they're kind of pulled towards his presence and the head's presence.
Mm-hmm.
So they all show back up.
I got it, yeah.
So they're all kind of drawn to meet up again. So, you know, there's a little bit of a battle. Koshiro's completely, you know, beaten. And Setsuna's trying to fight, you know, following, you know, Kazuya because, you know, she loves Koshiro, but she can't help it. She's drawn. So they begin to follow him. You know, and he takes him to this, like, slightly oasis type thing. You know, and he's so obsessed with Ku, but he calls her Cello at this point. You know, and he's like, my darling Cello, I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you to come back to me, you know. And she's all like, well, I'm here, my prince, you know. And he's like, I'm going to merge you, and you guys, you're going to merge into that beautiful form that I saw so many years ago. The one that brought the burning snow.
Uh-huh.
But for that form to come true, he's got to merge all five of them.
Yep. So, Ultron. Mm-hmm. Yep,
the line. Yeah, in a sense, yeah. So, you know, and all the other siblings, you know, Mickey, Koshiro, and Sojiro, you know, are like, dude, we got to go after the brother. We got to go after Kazuya, because if he forms this, you know, this elite form of these absolute angels, they're going to bring the burning snow and we're fucked, you know. And Koshiro's just kind of like, no. He's like, I can't hurt Ku. I love her. And they're like, dude, whatever he needs to resurrect, he needed Ku. We need to get Ku, because he can't do it without her. Because without her, the head would disappear.
Right.
So they stage a battle. They all start rushing up. Now Mickey, you know, she's an older sister type. She's really jealous, and actually, I kind of like the way her character was portrayed in this. You know, she sends a subordinate to fight in her absence because when you kiss your absolute angel and you give them your life force, like, it drains you, so you become like weak. And when you do it for too long, your body begins to fail on you. And she's been doing it for so long that she can't, so she sends the subordinate to fight in her place. But they're storming the castle, they're fighting all these, you know, incomplete steel angels to get to him because he's, you know, planning to merge them.
Right.
You know, and they all get in wedding dresses and he begins the merging process, you know, and they get locked into these pillars, and the head's the last one, and the head talks to all of them. You know, and Batarash, you know, the young girl one, she's like, you're so full of life and you don't understand a lot of things. You know, is there anything, any last thing that you want? You know, and she's like, I want to be with Sojiro. You know, and the head's like, she's like, you've been wanting this world to end because you didn't understand it. You know, and this girl, she's like, that's true. She's like, I understand you. And she binds her into the pillar. Because once they all want to destroy the world, that's when the burning snow happens. So the head has to talk to each piece and get them all in unison for it to happen. So she goes to each of them, waiting to go to Cello, you know, Cello slash Ku last.
Right.
So, you know, she goes to Murakumo, who is Mickey's sword. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Mickey treated her like shit. And Murakumo actually is in love with a subordinate who's fighting to get to her. And her name's Himiko.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, and she's like, you've been scorned since the very beginning. You fell in love, but not with your master, and your master is a jealous one, and you wish she would just leave you alone. And she's like, yeah. She's like, you would do anything for that girl, wouldn't you? Even destroy this world, you know. And Murakumo is like, yes. And she's like, I understand you. And, you know, seals her in her
pillow. Yeah, blah, blah.
And she goes to Setsuna, who, you know, is like, you've been working so hard for his attention, and he gave it to another. You know, and she's like, I want to see Koshiro. I just want to see Koshiro. And she's like, but if I let you go see him, it wouldn't matter because his heart's not yours. So you should just forget everything. And she's like, yeah. And then she gets bound.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, knows that she's got to convince Cello. You know, so she's like, I'm going to, she like waits for a minute. Like, it's so funny how they chopped this up. So one minute, you know, she's talking to each of them, and then you see the battle, and then you see her talking to another one, and then you see more of the battle. You know, they're trying to build you up.
Yeah.
So, you know, she gets to Cello, and while they're getting to Cello, you see Koshiro and Himeko and Sojiro make it to where Kazuya is. You know, and he's like, have you come to see my beautiful wedding? Like, he is so flamboyant. Like, I totally think he could have been, like, a very super gay villain. But, you know.
Super gay villain guy.
Yeah. You know, and he's like, you can't stop it. Three of them have already been sealed. And once my beautiful Cello is sealed, my absolute beautiful form will arise. And there's nothing any of you guys can do about it. You know, and Koshiro is like, Koo, don't do it, Koo, don't coo it. You know, don't do it.
Don't coo it.
But don't do it. You know, and she can hear him from her, like, mental place that she's at. And the head lady, which they don't even give her a name. You know, and she's talking to
Koo. She's just the head.
She's just the head.
At any point, does somebody hit the head?
No.
Damn. All right, please continue.
You know, and the head goes to Koo, and she's like, you know, the others are ready. You know, none of them want this world. What do you want? And she's like, I want Koshiro. You know, and she's like, do you really want to, you don't want anything? And she's like, I want to see Koshiro. She's like, I don't want to destroy this world because he's in it. You know, and the head is all like, you know, and she's like, are you sure that's what you want to do? Because if you do, you know, that means, and she's like, I understand. I know, but I want to see Koshiro. So she hugs her and she says, I understand you. And instead of sealing her, her chains break. And she comes out, you know, at this point, all of a sudden this giant mecha has been forming, you know, mm-hmm. each of the absolute angels in one of the parts. And you see Cello in the center and her protective covering breaks and she falls out. At this point, she's naked and has wings.
Of course. You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Koshiro has his horsey and he manages to, like, jump off his horse in time to grab.
Wait, he stormed the castle with a horse?
Yes.
Okay.
He does. You know, and he jumps off his horse in time and he grabs her in midair. And, like, her eyes open up and she's just like, Koshiro! And he's just like, as they're plummeting, mind you, like, in air. He's like, I wanted to see you. And she's like, I wanted to see you too. And all of a sudden she spreads her wings and they glide down all happy. And she's like, the giant mech has been formed, which is actually called the Angel Basilisk. Which mm-hmm. I think was kind of funny because, or the Bastille, I'm sorry. For anyone who knows anything about the French Revolution, the Bastille was a prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that? Huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I thought that was kind of, you know, touchy. But anyway, you know, and he's like, it's mostly formed. She goes, but it can't do anything else without me. She's like, and I know I can do this. You know, she's like, I realized I wasn't really a sword because I was the chest part. But I hold all of them together, so without me, it can't function. So all of a sudden, as she's beginning to say that, she summons all this energy, and this giant mecha begins to crack. And as it begins to crack, the other, you know, absolute angels begin cracking out of theirs. So this whole mecha kind of just dissembles itself. And as it begins to dissemble itself, you know, the feet, you know, Bataras, you know, she can't control the mecha feet anymore. They kind of step on Kazuya. You know, so in a sense, they... It kind of seems like they squished him, like, super killed him, but they don't. Like, you know, when at one point while he's, like, laying there under the stubble, he sees, you know, Koo wrapped up with Koshiro, and, like, his mind just completely, like, stops. Like, I think his mind imploded. You know, and
he
becomes, like...
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. Well, I kind of think so, because then he gets all, like, you know, limp. You know, and the head... You know, that's what I'm just going to call her, the head. You know, she kind of rushes over to him because they each had someone that they were in love with. You know, and the head actually was in love with, you know, Kazuya. So, you know, all the other angels, you know, mind you now, Setsuna loved Koshiro, but he chose Koo. So she had no one to fly to. But the other, you know, absolute angels went to their significant others who happened to be there. And they were all like, oh my God, I love you. And I love you. And Setsuna's like, I don't have anyone to love. It's kind of sucky. So you're thinking like, well, at least everybody's, you know, alive. No one's dead.
Uh-huh.
You know, so Koshiro's like, you know, and you hear this, like, concerto playing in the background, you know, and Koo begins to dance with him. you know, like in the beginning, I remember I told you that, you know, she had a letter that she was going to give to this boy that she liked for this last dance because she believed, you know, and if you dance with this person the last dance, you'll be with them forever. So they dance, and you think it's all cute, and that's how it's going to end, you know, and all of a sudden as they end, like, her like, chest begins to convulse, and she starts screaming in pain, and he's like, what's going on? She goes, and she's like, I thought I'd have more time, and he's like, what are you talking about? And she goes, she's like, well, I was the centerpiece of that. She's like, that's my other self, so by me breaking it, I've broken myself, so she has to disappear along with the Mecca.
Lame!
Yeah, so, and she's, like, slowly, like, you know, disintegrating, and he's like, you know, and he's like, no, this can't happen, and she's like, this was my choice, I knew this was going to happen, you know, and she's like, and my body's going to become something very ugly, Koshiro, she's like, and I'd rather us part before you saw that, you know, and, you know, and he's like, I don't want to do that, and she's like, if you love me, you'll do it. Now, mind you, they're on a giant pillar when this whole conversation's going.
Oh, yeah, so that's the conversation to have when the world's crumbling down around you. And this.
Oh, no, the burning snow never happened because the
I know, but the Mecca's falling apart.
Yeah, so, like, they turn away separate from each other, you know, and she's like, well, in a sense, absolute angels are eternal. I might be reborn someday, so, you know, maybe you should wait for me, and we can go on so many dates, and it's sad. Like, I have to give this girl credit, because throughout the whole series, she doesn't do anything heroic, and, like, this was what made her heroic to me.
Okay.
I have to say that. So, you know, and as she's wasting away, she's telling him all these things that she wants to do, you know, and the pain is getting worse, and she's trying not to cry out because she doesn't want him to want to turn around and, like, comfort her, because she doesn't want to vanish, you know, with him seeing her like that. She doesn't want that. So she's telling herself, she's like, just a couple more seconds, and he won't have to see this. And all of a sudden, she's like, save me, Koshiro. And he turns around, and he's like, absolutely. And as he goes to grab her, she turns into all these feathers.
Aww.
And she disappears. So, like, all of a sudden, he's all like, no! Oh, ah! You know, and he, like, falls off the pillar, but Setsuna, like, you know, grabs him. You know, and she flies him down, and he's all like, I couldn't do anything to save her. I couldn't do anything. And she was crying, and I couldn't do it. The whole blah, blah, you know.
Yeah.
And Setsuna's like, you know, you did everything you could. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault. You know, and she's like, Ku will come back someday. You just have to wait for her. You know, and that's pretty much kind of the ending. You know, and as the credits roll, you see Koshiro planning to, like, you know, go off into the world to go find Ku. And that's what made it feel like it was kind of like Utena. Because at the end of Utena, the series, Anthy, after all that crap, decides she's going to go looking for Utena. You never saw that, but that's how that ends. So, like, you know, and Setsuna goes with him, you know, to still be his sword.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and I want to see Ku too. And he's like, but you know I don't love you. And she's like, when we find Ku again, she's like, I will formally leave you. And I'll accept the leaving. But until then, let me go with you until you find her. And that's how it ends.
Well, so, I mean, that sucks balls.
I know. You know, and like I said, the first episode doesn't give you any clue as to what's gone. So if you watch the first episode, you're probably like, yeah, that might be like a romance comedy thing. It's not. It's like, let me throw mechas, cute girls, and, like, a battle for you. Some shonen battle for you. And see if you like it. So, my rating, I really have to say, I mean, I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it either. So I'm going to give it a 2 out of 5.
Okay.
I mean, being able to throw all those pieces into it, you know, it being a shonen, which makes it more action, but have the romance of, like, a romantic comedy shoujo, you know, to be able to, you know, incorporate mecha, really sweet mecha, by the way.
Sweet mecha!
You know, and then you'd be able to incorporate, you know, the female person types, you know, you've got the ditzy, you know, clueless one, you've got the maid, the, you know, overly helpful maid, you've got the little kid cat girl, and then you've got, like, the samurai quiet type girl, too. I mean, they really incorporated a lot of different things into this series. So, I mean, if you liked Steel Angel Kurumi and kind of liked not knowing what the fuck was going on, like in Utena, you'll probably like this series. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. But it was definitely something that I'm glad I did, you know, watch and did some research on.
Evidently, because we're almost out of time. So,
holy shit!
Well, my piece quick.
I'm sorry!
Welcome back, Panda!
Well, I'm sorry!
No, no, it's all right. Whatever. What I have to, no, I'm whatever, whatever. What I have to talk about, you know, doesn't, you know, take that long. So just hand me the mic of a thousand truths.
You can have it here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I missed everybody.
We missed you too. All right. Now, usually I would leave the mic of a thousand truths as a Wiimote, but I have to talk about something that I did on the PS3. And I would say that I was going to turn it into a six-axis controller, but I'm actually going to turn it into a paddle. And
paddle?
Yeah, and you'll understand
like a paddle, like a ping pong paddle?
Like a paddle.
I'm a naughty girl paddle.
A paddle like, yes, sir, please, may I have another paddle?
Oh!
Okay.
Oh, my. So, okay. I wish you had gone first. Damn. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, I got my network all squared away because I got a new router and I was having some problems and got that all squared away and wired up and everything. So, now I've got all my game boxes that need an internet connection on the internet and I'm happy. Whee! So, I decided to hit up the PlayStation Store, which is basically like the Xbox Live Marketplace or the Wii Shop area when you go on your Wii. It's basically the place you go to buy downloads and videos and demos of shit that you can do on your respective game box. And I'd really stayed away from it because I hated the multi-tap interface on the PS3 because my password is long because, you know, I roll like that. And I really
hate it. You like them long.
I do. I like them long. And cumbersome.
Ooh, nice one.
Thank you. So it was a pain in the ass to always sign in all the time because I had to, you know, tap out 7 letters. Go da 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 da. Okay, that's one letter. Da 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 da. That's another.
Sucks balls.
Sucks big hairy balls. So I was really glad that in the update for the PlayStation 3, which, you know, I had gotten, which came out a while ago, shows you how much I use my PlayStation 3 because I only really use it to watch movies. The new update changed that, and it actually went to what it should have been all along, a fucking keyboard interface, which makes it much faster to type in my password. So I get to the PlayStation Store, and the only reason why I did it was because Tekken 5, which was a PSP game,
mm-hmm,
had been ported to the PS3 and was available as a download only for like $20. So I figured, oh, sweet, because I haven't charged my PSP in a while. So I didn't want to go out and buy the game for the PSP, and I thought, well, if I could play it on my PlayStation 3, I was about to say Xbox. If I could play Tekken on the Xbox, that would actually, you know, not suck, but moving on. I figured if I could actually play it on my console at home, that I would enjoy it and actually play it often. So I pony up my $20, and I get my game, and I download it, and I go, and I make a cup of coffee, and I get a biscotti, and I sit and wait for the download to finish, and I go to start it up, and I'm like, whee, okay, Tekken 5, this will hold me over until Tekken 6 comes over, right?
Wrong.
Big wrong. Tekken 5 sucks.
Really?
I was really surprised, because I don't know if maybe it's better on the PSP, because those were the reviews I had read for it earlier on. They were like, yeah, it's great. You know, it looks good, and the characters are fun, and there's, like, new people. They have new abilities, and the battle system's better. So I was expecting, since it was just the port of the PSP game with some better graphics, that all that stuff would be there. It sucks. It's hard to move the characters around. Moving in 3D is nearly impossible. And I don't know if it's just because of the six-axis controller, but, you know, to move in a third dimension, you have to double tap either the up or down to do a quick move into that. Well, you know, if you don't get it absolutely superbly timed properly, all you do is jump, which when you're trying just to move back to, like, dodge something, jumping doesn't do any good, because even if your character that's fighting you is clearly half an inch away from you, if they punch at you while you're up in the air, it's going to make contact with you, and you are going to fall.
That sucks. I don't like the sound of that.
Balls.
Okay. I don't like the sound of that.
Because you're getting it online, you don't have a manual in front of you to do a refresh across on the move. list for any of the characters. You can look at the moves list while you're in-game, but if you're paused and you're in-game looking at the moves list, it doesn't really do you any good because you've thrown your mojo off. So you have to look at the moves list before you get into the game, and you can check out the manual, and that's fine. Happy, happy, la, la, blah, blah, blah. But it sucks! I mean, when you get into the game, there's only one character that you have to unlock, and that's Jinpachi. And Jinpachi is Heihachi Mishima's father. So he's Kazuya Mishima's grandfather, and Kazuma Mishima's great-grandfather. So, you know, I'm sorry, Devil Jin. So Jin Mishima. So, you know, you got four generations of bad juju going on in the game. Now, once you actually get into the game, the characters look pretty good. It's obvious that they spent some time fixing up some of the graphics from the PSP port. I would put them probably on the level of the first DOA game to come out on the Xbox, which is going to be DOA 4, I want to say. And we're up to, like, Extreme Beach Volleyball 2, so they're kind of like three generations behind. Again, and I'm giving it credit for, you know, being a PSP port. I'm not expecting a whole lot, but there's no story mode. It's just really? Arcade mode. And that's versus. There's this ghost battle thing, but it's a pain in the ass. It's not really fun. So for you to have known what's going on with these other characters, you would have had to play, I'm assuming, the PSP version. Because if the PSP version doesn't even have a story mode, that would kind of suck. Because then you have all these new people, and you don't know why you have these new people.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it tries to do, because... Again, it's a PSP port, so the disc doesn't have a lot of space. They don't do that create your own character mode. All you have is the ability to earn money to buy some accessories for your existing character, like to turn their existing costume blue, or to have like a pink aura around your character, or like a hat.
And can you make a hat that has a pink aura?
Well, the aura is all around you, so I guess.
So if you're wearing the hat.
Aura as well.
Oh.
But I don't have enough points to buy the hat because you're going to have like 140,000 points. And I'm not saying that I'm a bad gamer, but it's so hard to link combos and even get a combo started. That's not even fucking worth it. You get all the way to the last guy who's Jinpachi, and the computer is so fucking cheap. It's not fair. Hey, Jinpachi has an attack. That's like this fireball thing that you can't block, so you're supposed to dodge. Well, if your dodge isn't working, you're going to get hit with the fucking thing. Well, when you get hit with the thing, okay, it takes 3/4 of your life bar.
Oh, that sucks.
So you're left with 1/4 of your life bar. So while you're trying to recoup from being hit with this thing, because you do stagger when you get hit with it, Jinpachi then moves in, punches you in the head, and you are dead.
Oh, that sucks. Twice,
and you have to continue. And the continue screen pops up, and just like everything, it's like, you continue? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I continue. I don't want to fire-breathing motherfucker to
Have you beaten him yet?
I didn't. I had a friend that was over. I got all the way up to him, and I just kept dying. And then I ended up, and you know me, I hate cheating. I hate doing the same move over and over and over again. I think in a fighting game,
You used to play corners. Let's not even play.
Yeah, but even when I was in corners, I was doing combos on your ass in the corners.
That's not
I wasn't
fair.
Just sitting going, high punch, high punch, high punch, high punch.
I know, that was cheap. Okay? That's cheap.
That's cheap, okay? And I hate doing shit like that. If I can beat you fairly with a combo string, I'm happy.
Then I'll beat you fairly with a combo. Then
okay? For the most part, especially when I'm playing people, I refuse to do the same move over and over again. You know, and so I got so fed up because literally I died like 15 times in a row because I couldn't dodge the fucking fireball thing. Mm-hmm. That I just started doing low kick.
Wow, if it got you to resort to that, yeah. That's
and I still
suck.
Couldn't beat him because my low kick didn't do as much damage as his downward punch.
Oh.
So I tried different characters. I tried doing nothing but, you know, kick attacks, high attacks, jumping attacks, which against Jinpachi I don't recommend. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck this shit. But it made me think, if this is what Tekken 5 is like, and I was looking really amazingly forward to Tekken 6, they're going to be in a shitload of trouble. Because I find that I'm now really biased against Tekken, which I've been a Tekken head since Tekken 1. I own everything up to Tekken 4 because I was disappointed with Tekken 4 because I hated the battle engine. The characters were, again, difficult to control, and it just wasn't a lot there when I could play Virtua Fighter, which was a much more
superior.
Yeah. Much more.
I think that was Toshinden, actually, yeah. But still.
Okay?
Toshinden!
I would rather play Toshinden right now than play. Oh, wow.
Wait, old Toshinden old or like a Toshinden. New version of
PS1 Toshinden.
Oh my god, Thundering.
Okay, anyway. Seriously. Yeah.
I get you.
And so now I'm thinking, okay, we're going to have a new DOA game coming out. We've got already Virtual Fighter 5, which is solid.
Ooh.
It is a solid.
Is it sexy? Is it sexy. Bigger than a bread box?
I want to put my balls on it. I mean,
I wanted to put its balls in me.
Okay, moving on from that.
That's another
seriously,
podcast.
I think that.
Have you not seen Beer Fest? Come on.
Yeah, I've seen Beer Fest.
When it's like, I want to put my dick in it. I want it to put its dick in me. That's such a funny line.
I know, it is a funny line. Beer Fest.
That's why I said that. I thought it was going to be funny.
They're not that drunk. All right,
they're not that drunk. Anyway, that's another podcast.
I'm really afraid for Tekken because the competition kicks its ass right now. I mean, Tekken has been handed its ass to it, I'm going to say, since DOA 4 and Virtual Fighter 4.
I haven't played either of them, so I can't
really
comment.
Well, you really should. Play Virtual Fighter 4. It's available on
the PS2
platform. Yeah. And you'll see, it's a solid, solid game. It's very easy to learn the combos for characters and actually find the openings and learn the timings to execute them and string them together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In this game, it's not. The computer will whoop your ass all the time like you stole something.
Okay.
And you'll watch and use that same character and be like, well, how did they do that? Even my half-circle toward stuff for the characters that used to be circle characters don't work on Tekken 5.
Oh.
And that's
I'll go check that out so I'd be able to actually compare.
Yeah, so I would. But, hell, even DOA 3, I found myself after playing it being so disgusted with Tekken 5 that I immediately started up my Xbox 360 so I could play DOA and take the stench of horrible game off of me. So I'm going to give Tekken 5 on the PS3, not the PSP because I haven't played that one, but on the PS3, a 1 out of 5.
Ooh, you really didn't like it.
And the only reason why it's getting a whole candy and not a half a candy
because
it's only $20. So if you need a little Tekken goodness to hold you over until hopefully what will be better in Tekken 6, $20 isn't a whole lot to spend to have a fighter on the console that's not a PS2 game. But, yeah, it sucks.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Yeah. Yeah, so, with that said, I'm gonna have to say that this podcast is toast.
I think it's toast, too.
So what are you gonna do with your toast?
I'm gonna put butter on it, and I'm gonna stare at it, and then I'm going to eat it.
You like to stare at your prey?
Or actually, no, I'm going to take butter. I'm going to butter my toast. I'm going to put on some soft music and some candlelight and have an intimate moment with it before I eat it.
Well, you should always have an intimate moment with anything before you eat it.
Yes. You'd be like, I'm sorry that I have to eat you, but you are nourishment.
Savor the moment.
And then I'll eat it.
Savor the flavor.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to take it and crumble it up on my salad.
You're not going to make a salad sandwich?
No, I wouldn't make a salad sandwich.
Why not? I think that'd be revolutionary.
No, it's what today people call a wrap.
Oh.
And
but not with toasted bread.
Have you never had a gyro? Those pitas are toasted. Lightly toasted, but toasted. And you know what the insides of that are? Why, it's the making of salad. It's lettuce and dressing and onion and, oh, a meat. Why, it could be a chicken Caesar pita.
Okay.
Revolutionary.
I thought that was a good idea.
It was, which is why the Greeks invented it thousands of years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's okay.
No patent for me.
Yeah, no patent on a hero for you. People in the patent office would probably laugh their asses off if you walked with a piece of paper like, okay, dude, I have an idea for a sandwich, right? Okay, now stay with me on this. We're going to take a salad, right? But here's where we're going to flip the script. Okay, I'm going to put it in, like, a tortilla, right? We're going to wrap it up and put salad dressing on it, and I call it a salad sandwich. And they'll probably look at you and go, are you high? Are you on something right now?
Oh, that was so funny, Ninja.
Yeah. So
I'm
anyway.
So bad.
Yeah.
I crushed my dream.
I merely put it between two pieces of bread and ate the salad sandwich that you prepared for me.
But anyway.
I once again want to give a shout out to Velocity Micro, our podcast.
Velocity
Micro, built for gamers, by gamers. If
you
rock.
Are
in need of
They a are team, your team.
Seriously, check them out. I've used some of their stuff, and I got to tell you, I'm very impressed. And I don't like Windows.
Look at that. A Mac user who doesn't mind using Velocity Micro because they rock.
Mine? Oh my god, the machine is great. I have nothing against a well-made machine. Okay, just because the OS sucked. That doesn't have anything to do with
the way that it runs games.
The way that it was built or who built it. Okay. So, yeah. Velocity Micro.
Get yourself a custom rack by Velocity Micro.
Oh my god, yeah. Check out the 17-inch, guys. It's fucking sweet. Other than that, keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsister.com. And until next time, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
And we're out!